Eighth grade. Well, that's junior high.
But you're both transplants, right?
Yeah. I'm from Chicago and kind of moved around. I was in Cleveland area for a while, then back to Chicago, then to Detroit area, then back to Chicago, then back. Here, I mean, I went to a lot of schools. It was really weird. You know, a lot of people go to 3 schools. I went to 12. Seriously, 12 schools.
Was it a work thing? Was it a family thing?
Or? Yeah, it was. My dad was, he was transferred. So some of that was, you know, you're transferred. And then it was, you know, there was some kind of sweeping layoff or something. He lost his job from this company, and then we went back to Chicago. He was trying to get work there, and it wasn't really working out. And he got work, but it wasn't great work. And, you know, and it wasn't even in his field. And then, you know, he had an associate, a colleague, I guess you would say, hey, you know, come to Detroit. I'm, like, starting up this company, and, you know, you can do, you know, your thing. So we came back, and you know, I mean, there's other, you know, they tried to get a house built, and then there was a builder's strike, and we were renting a house, and they said, we've sold the house, you got to leave, you know. And so, you know, it was just on and on. It was so, and the juxtaposition sometime from one place to another was like, rubber band. I mean, I was in Royal Oak, and I was supposed to go to junior high, which is kind of a little bit traumatic, you know, but you go with your friends. So, you know, it's okay, you know, and you meet all these other kids from the other schools. But I didn't do that because those kids that were going, we had to leave. And we went to Madison Heights. And it was a different thing. There were kids with, like, rotten teeth. And they were fighting in the halls. And I remember seeing these girls fight and rip off their blouses and they're in their bras. And I was like, wow. And we went from Madison Heights to Birmingham. Dig that. Could you? To Birmingham. And I was like, and then from Birmingham to Clawson. So I met Jim. And, you know, we didn't really do much hanging out. But once I discovered he played guitar, you know, I was starting to play guitar, and I was like, yeah, you know, we should like get together, you know. And I could barely play guitar, and he was decent, you know. And so we get together, and, you know, he kind of figured out I couldn't play very well, but I was writing songs, you know. And I was like, you know, like doing this and like jamming while I'm singing through the, you know, he had a little PA in his basement, and he's like, you know, why don't you play with us, but why don't you be the singer? So I'm like, okay. So, you know, we were in a couple different bands in high school, and, you know, and that was fun. That was, you know, there was some real fun times there. And